The question was asked. Eliyahu is going to show up and give away all the secrets. And suddenly someone might discover that their great-great-grandfather married an Amaleki or a Moabite or an Ammonite. And what's going to be with that poor person and their poor family? So the Talmud tells us, based on the verse in Malachi, it says in Malachi, Hinei anochi sholeach lachem et Eliyahu hanavi. God says, I'm sending you Elijah the prophet. Veishiv levavot al banim, levavanim al avotam. Elijah will make peace between the fathers and the children, and the children and the fathers. Says the Talmud, Eliyahu is not coming to make trouble. Eliyahu is not going to give away the secrets he knows that will make problems for people. If he knows that there's a family that everyone thought was disqualified, and he knows they're really kosher, he'll tell us. Veishiv, he will make peace between the fathers and the kids, and the kids and the fathers. The father tells the kid, what'd you marry that girl for? And Eliyahu's going to come back and say, you don't know, that girl was Jewish. Her mother and her mother's mother and his mother, they were all Jewish. He thought he was marrying out of the faith. The kid is going to look at his father and say, Dad, why do I have to undergo so kier process? Why'd you marry a non-Jewish woman? Eliyahu is going to come up and say, you were Jewish all along. You didn't know it. Your father didn't know it. Eliyahu is going to come and make peace between children and their father, fathers and their children. But Eliyahu is going to show up and look around and see a lot of people who think they're kosher Jews. And really, he knows better. He's not going to say a word. Talmud says he's going to keep it to himself. He's not coming to make problems. He's coming to resolve problems.